We had recording issues and we'll pick up in the first quarter here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Shane and Brian Benn. On the floor for the Indians, you have Riley Dilworth, Dylan Evers, Toby Wendell, Ryan Post, and Derek Lockefeld. The number 20, Ricky Rosano, will have the ball. He'll give it over to number 21, Brady Wheeler. Wheeler will drive middle. He'll dish out to number 20, Ricky Rosado. Rosado will drive and dish off to number 21, Brady Wheeler again. And there'll be a foul on Peyton Vermillion. Let's see him.
We got a fan up in the top corner over in the he is going absolutely berserk. The kid literally tossed Riley Dilworth, and he's mad they called an offensive foul.
Riley Dilworth will then get the ball. He'll give over to Dylan Evers. Back up top to Ryan Post. He'll fire up three up and good.
That's how we like it.
So make it.
Oh, my. Derek Lockefeld gets a steal at half court, puts him a half court chuck, and just about goes in for the Indians.
Now we are a quarter, 13-5. Indians had a lead. We'll get back after this, the second quarter on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Limasoni will get the first possession of the second quarter.
And Wheeler looks to take it up at the top of the key. He loses it, gets it back, looks to go towards the bucket. But they're going to call a foul on the floor, even though it kind of looked like Wheeler traveled there. But the foul goes on Russell Gale. That is his first of the ball game. So Shawnee will look to inbound. They get it up to
Rosado.
Rosado at the top of the key. He then swings it over to Bullis. But then gets it back out to Rosado, who swings it over to Robertson. He then finds Wheeler on the right wing. Back over to Waldrop on the top of the key. And he swings over to Robertson. He puts up the three from the left wing. It's up and no good. But it goes out on the Indians. So it's going to be Shawnee basketball. Wheeler will look to inbound. He finds Poyless at the top of the key. He gets it to Robertson. Or Robertson. He looks to drive left. Puts up the left-handed layup. It is up and no good, but he is fouled. The foul will be on Brian Benn. But this is his first of the ball game.
It seems like when they do this game, it is always the biggest crowd for the JV game. And it literally almost, if you want to see, and you're listening to us, and you want to see it at the upper deck, you better get here soon.
Yeah, that is.
Because it's about jam-packed.
Yeah, it's probably about
three-fourths full.
Yeah, probably more than that. I'd say there's 30 to 40 seats left, probably. And it keeps shrinking every minute, so.
Just like you said, there's a line outside the door, and probably three-fourths of them are up there.
Oh.
Probably almost all.
Oh, it was incredible.
Brian Post We'll get a 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with them here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Indians 13, Lima Shawnee 7. Here in the second quarter, and we're coming up after this will be the varsity game. Earlier today, the girls' varsity lost in OT to Tri-Village 49-43. Do not have any scoring for that, but I just checked Bob Stogler's tweet right before the JV game and got the score. I heard it was a pretty good game. I think my dad said they were off to like a 19-5 start, and they ended up losing in OT, so
that's a heartbreaker.
Yeah. So Gail Post, Ben, Shane, and Carson Ramlin on the forfeit. Coach Leverett. Yes, Coach O is still on vacation.
Oh yeah, the big fella's getting a little sun. Gotta love Coach O.
Yeah.
Shout out to him if he's listening.
And, I bet he has to be. I mean,
he was texting me last night. I think he was listening, so.
Can't imagine he's not listening to a game on here on Fort Recovery Radio. Brian Post has the ball. Listening probably to his two favorite probably basketball players of his coaching career.
Oh, for sure. Doesn't get much better.
Ben will have the ball in the middle. He'll dish out to Ryan Post for three up and no good. Rim out. So he'll go back to Lima Shawnee.
Every single three the Indians have put up tonight has had a chance.
Yeah.
So Wheeler looks. He gets up at the top of the key. Looks to drive left. Kicks it out to number 40. Mello Kyle. His three is up and no good.
So he needs to get the board. Ryan Post will bring on up. 13-7 here in the second quarter. Russell Gale has the ball. Kyle at that volleyball line. He's just going to hold it. He'll dish over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has the ball still. And there'll be a foul on number 20. Ricky Rosado.
You can go on the other side of me if you want.
That's all good. Kobe Wendell will check back in for the Indians for Owen Shane. So, Russell Gale. Oh, there's a kid on the floor.
I think that's Mrs. Kaiser's son. He just, instead of waiting for the referee to...
They're both got their heads down.
Yeah, for them, they got it. He just walked right out in front of them. He wants to play, man. Put him in. Come on, Coach.
And I don't know why both teams are just standing at the top of the key with the ball, but nobody wants to... Seems like at least in this first half, Ryan, now, and I mean, there's, see how much time they can waste.
Yeah,
they end up throwing away.
So, Mello Kyle comes up with the steal. He gets it over to Roberson. He's hanging on the top of the key. He looks to drive left. Gets a screen from Daly. Roberson puts up the left-handed layups, up and no good, and saved by Carson Rammel. Gives it to Kobe Wendell. He pushes it up to Ryan Post.
Ryan Post will cross the timeline with a 13-7 here in the second quarter, 3:40 left. Russell Gale has the ball. They'll give over to Carson Rammel. Carson will drive, pick up his dribble, and dish it off to Kobe Wendell. All the way around to Russell Gale. Russell has the ball. He'll go middle. He'll go all the way to hole. Right-hand layup up. No good. Rebound by
Mello Kyle,
and there'll be a foul
on Kobe Wendell, it looks like.
Yep.
Russell Gale, excuse me.
And Russell, or Riley Dilworth, if you want to check back in for Ryan Post. So the Lima Shawnee Indians will get the ball back. And
Wheeler has it. He drives down the middle of the court. He finds number 24, Drake Daly, for a 15-footer. It's up and good. That makes our score 13-9 in favor of the Indians.
So Cobra one, then we'll give it over to Carson Rammel. Back up to Riley Dilworth out to Kobe. Kobe will pick up his dribble and try to get this. Derek Lockefeld thrown away
by Wheeler. He looks to take it up for a left-handed layup, but loses it. I think it goes off of his side there, and that'll be Indian basketball.
And Ian Holm going to check back in for Carson Rammel, 13-9. He was a little bit under 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Indian's playing well so far. Kobe Wendell has the ball, guarded by Will Robertson. Give over to Riley Dilworth. He'll give it to Ian Holman for three off a good screen by Kobe Wendell. Up no good. Rebounded by Sean Ian.
And they get it to Wheeler. He pushes up the left-hand side. He looks to spin. Go to the bucket for the reverse layup, but it's up and off the bottom of the backboard. Rebounded by
cow.
Kobe Wendell.
24 just threw Kobe to the ground.
Just got a text from old Coach Overton. He's listening. He said Indians need to get a W.
I'm with you, Coach. So Kobe Wendell will step the line, shooting 1-1.
Just to give Coach O an update, it's 21 degrees outside and just beautiful in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're missing out, man.
My man. Excuse me.
So Kobe Wendell will step the line, shooting 1-1. To fire up the first one's up and good. Where's he at, dude? Do you know? Do you have any idea where he's at?
Where was it?
Hopefully
he told me a while back.
Somewhere warm, but...
Oh, I'm sure he's somewhere warm. I think he's on a beach somewhere, so...
Probably on the beach. Laying on the beach.
Kobe's second free throw is up and good. That makes it 15-9 in favor of the Indians. So Roberson gets it. He pushes up to Willow Kyle. He gives it back to Roberson. He's dribbling up around the volleyball line. He then finds Vermillion in the right corner. He gets it back up to Roberson, who then finds Nulmers on the left wing. He gives it back to Roberson. He puts the three from the top of the key. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Brian Benn.
Game will then give it over to Kobe. Kobe has the ball, guarded by Will Roberson. Kobe will then drive left to put up a shot. Up no good. Rebound by... And it'll be a foul on Kobe, so it'll go to Lima Shawnee.
Coach O says he's burnt. 75 degrees in Antigua. Some Caribbean island, he says. Oh, that sounds awesome. But Shawnee calls a timeout, so we're going to take one with him. And be right back after this.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Portside Field House. Brian, I'd say, looking up that top section again, on the right side of the pole from our angle is full.
Yeah.
There's not a seat.
The left side must have like a distinct odor or something.
No,
I'm just kidding. There's only a little patch up in there.
But there's a lot of room in the student section if anyone would like to volunteer.
We can pack that too.
I'm not sure how much room is above us. Always a crap ton of room up here behind us. Start putting people up there.
True. So Lima Shawnee comes to the ball. Hit number 40. No, guy, out of nowhere. A two-handed slam out of the break. I don't think Brian Benn can do that. But Shawnee's Willow Kyle drops a two-handed cram. Did not see that coming, Reese Bob.
I mean, he pulled down the rim. It wasn't no soft. I mean, he rim.
He hung there a little bit.
Wow. That's impressive. Riley Dillard for fire up a long two up no good, and he'll go back to Lima Shawnee. Who else he got?
Windmill or So Wheeler pulls up from the top of the key. Just
holy cow.
Court, pulls up the three. It's up and no good.
More towel foul from behind.
A little over the back foul there.
Yep. I think that would be the very first time I've ever seen a JV player dunk a basketball in a game.
I think that probably is for me. And we played a couple of years at JV ball, you know?
Wow. I'm still shocked.
That was pretty awesome.
It's impressive.
He's clearly done it before because he made it pretty easy. So Riley Dilworth go to the line shooting 1-1.
First one is up and good.
Wow.
At least Bim was under there to take it.
Yeah. So 16-11 in favor of the Indians.
Dilworth, second one's up and no good. Rebound by number 15, Vermillion.
So Wheeler looks to take it up the right-hand side for Shawnee. He finds Vermillion in the right wing. He gets it back to Wheeler. He goes baseline. It does look like he travels. He kicks it out to Roberson. He drives in the bucket, puts the left-handed layup up, and no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan Post has 25 seconds left. This quarter, Lima Shawnee scored 6 points, and the Indians are at three with three free throws. Ryan Post has the ball at the top of the key. He'll be guarded by Will Robertson. He'll give out to Kobe Wendell. 7 seconds left. Kobe will fire up about an 18-footer. Short, no good, and it will be out of bounds, and it will go back to Lima Shawnee.
I don't really care for the shot selection there by Kobe Wendell. Still had 3 seconds left on the clock. Kind of fades away on a 15-foot jumper and comes up way short. Wheeler throws up a three-quarter court heat, and little Derek Jeter throw off bounce and just smokes the back end of the backcourt.
To be honest, I'm just going to say we're lucky they didn't call a foul there on Kobe Wendell.
Yeah, he kind of was
good. He got a good body on him, but
I guess we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll always take it.
You know, but beggars can't be choosers. So, conclusion of our second quarter, the Indians have a 16-11 lead going into halftime. So, we're going to take a short break, and be back to talk about it here in a little bit.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Langwehr's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Langwehr's Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Langwehr's Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
And we're back here at halftime, and just like Carol Feely said, we got about 2,000 little girls on the court.
I mean, the floor is covered with them.
little girls of all ages. So, but a really cool thing, Brian. We talked about it. I mean, a lot of the whole varsity Limashawnee went over and gave a little love to Les Johnson. I guess they might have seen the video he made or the video last night, and that was pretty cool. And all the whole Fort Recovery gave a stand or basically had an ovation for him. That's really cool.
It was neat from the Indians. I mean, or from Johnny, or the Indians, I think, right?
Yeah,
correct.
Really,
I thought so. But yeah, I mean, I had the utmost respect for that, and I just thought it was the neatest thing, you know. So, props to those guys. We figured we had to talk about it a little bit because we just thought, yeah, you know, that was pretty awesome of them to do that.
Yep. And scoring for the Indians here in the first half, Kobe Wendell had 2, Riley Dilworth had 1, Ian Holm had 3, Ben had 3, and Ryan Post had 7. Scoring for the Limashawnee Indians, Roberson had 3, Bolas had 2, Vermillion had 2, Daly had 2, and Mole Kyle had that two-hand slam.
That was awesome. You don't get to see that in JV very often, but I don't know, Reese, to recap the first half, I'd say I saw some, I don't know, pretty good three-point shooting by the Indians. Pretty impressed. Ryan Post hit a few.
Yeah.
Ian Holman's
one.
His shot looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he had a couple close ones there, too. And I think it's really why we got the lead in this ball game as of right now. So.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, now Indians have been taking a lot of threes here so far, and they're lucky. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're doing pretty well to have the lead at 16-11, and they're doing really good on the off or defensive end, only giving up 11 points and to a very good, I would say, a pretty solid JV team out of Limashawnee.
That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in. They got size, they got athleticism. I mean, and they got a good varsity team, so it's not really.
I mean, for the Shawnee, their kid dunked a Jalen Moore Kyle is 6'5", and their other kid is 6'4". So, I mean, that powers, I mean, that gives Ben a challenge. And for Ben, I mean, for the Indians, really doing, I mean, they haven't seen any kids bigger than Brian Ben on the court, and they're seeing 2 here tonight, and they're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So we're going to take one more quick break here, and we'll be back to start the third quarter right after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you'll need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health care pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kapp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, 4Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. 4Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recover, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BVI at K&L Tractor. The BVI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BVI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BVI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back here to Forsyth Fieldhouse.
You're a little anxious there.
Oh, I was ready. I'm jumping the gun, man. You know me, I don't mess around. Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, never. Straight business, man.
Yeah.
So we got about 30 seconds remaining until we are back in action for a little third quarter JV action. Coach Scott Lynn rocking the tie-dye tonight.
I
don't know if it's for some cause or something, but man, he looks good.
He's a legend.
He is. He could wear whatever, and I wouldn't. I'd still be like, he's a baller.
Yeah, Coach Fisher has a heck of a staff, though.
Oh yeah. He's got a purple cancer ribbon on there, so
yeah.
We'll have to see if we can make out what that says here in a little bit.
Coach Leveray, the head coach tonight for the JV team, taking or substituting in for Coach Overton.
And they add Mark Hubbard to the staff for the weekend. And
I mean,
he knows basketball, so I mean, I wouldn't have a problem him sitting there.
That's adding like a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer to your bench. Anytime you want, you can add a Hall of Famer to your bench for help. But the Indians get ball first, and Brian Billen put up a basket, so I give the Indians now a 7-point lead.
So Wheeler looks to take it the other way. He's up around the top of the key. He gets it down inside to Vermillion. He backs out, reverse pivots, knocks on a jumper from about 15 foot. So that's leading down 2-5 for the Indians now. So Kobe Wendell will then give over to Ryan Post.
Ryan Post looking around.
The Shawnee Indians are in a little 1-3-1, it looks like.
Yeah,
half court.
Really almost, 1-3. Or it could be a 1-2-2. It's a 1-3-1 realistically, but on the backside, the kids drop.
He sacks quite a bit. Makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Ian Homo fire with their up and good. The kid right in his face.
That is a pure-looking shot.
Yeah,
Wheeler looks to take it the other way. He gets a screen from Mello Kyle. He kicks it out then to Vermillion. He puts up a three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Brian Benn.
Benn will then give it off to Kobe Wendell.
Kobe will
cross the timeline. He'd give over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will give a little pump fake from about, 40 feet?
Not quite 40, but probably 5 foot behind the three-point arc.
Ryan Post and then go in the middle. That's a good looking move there, Ryan.
A little spin move off the guy. 10-foot jumper up and in for Post. It was a beautiful move.
23-13. He needs to have a 10-point lead.
So Wheeler takes it across the half-court stripe. He's dribbling around the top of the key. He looks to get a screen from Vermillion. He spin moves, puts up a right-handed layup. It's up and no good. Rebounded by the Indians.
I mean, these first three possessions, Ryan, here for the Lima Shawnee have been good-looking shots, and they're just not falling. But Ian Homo come down and hit a three.
Another three.
Face it again.
Beaten up. And Edelman says, get me the ball. And coach for Lima Shawnee is going to take a break, so we're going to take one with him here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Little Chicken Man rising up in
Boca.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love the old Chicken Man.
So Shawnee looks the inbound at Wheeler's got it in the backcourt. He gets it over to Roberson. Roberson drives right, kicks out to Mello Kyle. He then gets it up to Sato at the top of the key. He then kicks it down to Roberson in the left corner. He puts a three. It's up and no good, but rebounded by Mel Kyle. He kicks it out then to Rosado. They get it down into Vermillion. He puts the left-handed layup. It's up and good.
Seems like a lot of this quarter, Brian, or at least the third quarter, they're trying to get into Vermillion. And he's been taking a lot. I think he's taking about every shot so far in the third quarter.
So Ryan Post will get the ball. He'll give it over to Owen Shane. Owen Shane back over to Ian Holman. Ian will drive and then be fouled from Roberson.
Coach Joe says he calls old Ian Holman Baby Bird. As in Larry Bird. He said he is spot on from that corner.
We didn't get any nicknames from
him. No. I'm just going to say Stud Muffin or something. I don't know. We'll go with that.
Ryan Post fired up a three and it's no good.
And Shawnee gets the rebound. Roberson brings it all the way down the left-handed side. Puts up about a five-foot floater probably. And it goes up and in. But they call a foul on the floor. So they'll say the Indians a bucket. Shawnee will look to take it out of bounds. Wheeler passes it into Malachi. He kicks it out then to Rosado. He finds Roberson at the top of the key. Gets it over to Wheeler. Wheeler then gets it to Vermillion at the top of the key. Ooh, he steps back. Elects not to shoot the three. Swings it over to Roberson. Gets it back to Malachi at the top of the key. Gives it over to Wheeler. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. Then we'll take it the other way. He'll give it over to Kobe Wendell. Ian Holman. He'll be stolen away by Vermillion, but Ian Holman will get back up and good. So make it 28-15. Shawnee gets the ball out of bounds. Wheeler takes it all the way up the right hand side, then kicks out to Roberson. His three is up and good. That'll make it a 10-point ball game in favor of the Indians.
So the Indians will get back.
Kobe Wendell will give over to Ian Holman into the corner to Ryan Post. Ryan Post dribbling around, gets driven by Kobe Wendell. Ryan will then drive this out to Ian Holman for three. Ian Holman's
that's
on fire.
Good. It's just...
Joe Terrell ain't a kidding, man. That is his spot. That is unbelievable.
You'd think they'd learn by now, you know.
So Shawnee comes back the other way. Wheeler puts up the three from the top of the key.
Coach O says yours is Reese, Bob. And Bronny is the original shooter.
Let's go.
What do you think about that? How do you like them apples, Reese?
I don't know.
It is in a man-to-man press.
Or the Shawnee, yeah, Shawnee's in a man-to-man press.
Kobe Wendell give it over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive, travel with it, give over to...
That's Derek. Derek likes a foul on Papa Shines. No good. He'll go the other way. Foul on the Indians.
Yeah, foul on number 12. Dylan Evers. So Lima Shawnee will get back.
And Roberson has it in the left corner. He puts up a three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Noah Kyle. He puts it back up, and it is no good again. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
I'm just going to say, Brian, this is some pretty dang good popcorn. Probably the best popcorn I've had this year from the concession stand. Not going to lie.
Not going to lie.
Ryan Post goes down and makes the end one. So go line for one. Ryan Post drove and got contact and put it up, and it was good. So, he'll, like I said, he'll step the line shooting one. So make it 33-18. And it's up and good. So, sends the lead for the Indians.
So, Wheeler takes up the right-hand side. He then passes it to Vermillion at the top of the key. He then swings it over to Wheeler. He asks for a screen. Wheeler then throws a cross-court pass to Roberson. He tries to get it to Vermillion, but stolen away by the Indians. Kobe Wendell looks to take it up the right-hand side. He gives it over to Derek Lockefeld.
Kobe Wendell had the ball. 55 seconds left here in the third quarter. Number coming up after this will be the varsity game brought to you by me and Ryan Braun. How about that, Bronny? There's no WPGW, and we're still
running the show.
They're stuck with us again.
They're stuck with us.
Ryan posts out the ball, top the key. He'll drive, up a shot, and it'll be an offensive foul on Ryan Post,
which is probably the right call there by the officials and the referee.
And you can't go against Ron Bokey.
Yeah,
a legend.
Is he? I think that might have been the one guy I turned around there shooting. We were shooting a free throw, it was a long rebound.
They got it.
And I turned and sprinted to try and get back, and he was right there. Just mowed him over.
he did two,
what do they call those?
Rolls?
Yeah, rolls. Whatever they call it. Somersaults or
yeah,
whatever.
I don't know.
And he pops right back up and runs. And later on, he walks up to me and he's like, man, you play middle linebacker? I said, nah, not quite. Man, it's like a truck coming through there. But anyway, Shawnee, they put up the three-pointer, and it's up and no good, but rebounded by Vermillion, and he puts it back up and in for the Indians.
6 points for Vermillion. Kobe Wendell put by 18-footer up, no good. Rebound by Vermillion. He's doing a whole lot, and he'll find number 45. Wall drop, and the time will go off. So
it took too long to corral the basketball, but perfect pass by Vermillion and heads-up play by him. He couldn't have done that any better. So at the conclusion of our third quarter, we got a 34-20 score in favor of the Indians. For your coming Indians.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. 34-20, Indians got a lead by 14 to start the fourth quarter. Remember, coming up after this, we'll bring you the varsity action. Starting with the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and Vermillion will start off the
quarter hot for Lima Shawnee. Think of three. And puts them within 11.
Yeah, Shawnee making a little bit of a run. The Indians need to get it back on track.
Dean Holman's going to fire up in that corner.
It is unbelievable. By this point, it must be automatic. The Shawnee coach is sitting there smiling, shaking his head. He can't catch a break. He doesn't know what to think. But Indians hop into a little press. They get it down the court to Vermillion. He puts up the layup up and no good. And Vermillion goes for the putback dunk, but doesn't even find the ball. But he grabs hold of the rim pretty hard.
Brian closes with him. Find Russell Gale up and bounce around about 20 times a fall.
But it goes up and in.
Wow.
That'll make your score 39-23 in favor of Fort Recovery.
I mean, considering two kids have snapped the rim.
Pretty easily, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Petey should be out here taking some notes. I mean, he can't snap the rim.
Oh! So, Malachi gets it inside. He kicks it out to Wheeler. He busts left, pulls up from 15. It's up and good, and he is fouled on the jump shot by Ryan Post, so that'll be an and-one.
I want to see one thing by the end of this season, Brian. I think a lot of people want to see that Noah Leonard showing.
Yeah, it's almost, we kind of were hoping for a Trevor Vaughn dunk last year, but never got that chance either. But
I'd like to see Noah even get a shot. If you go up there and get rim stuff, I'm glad you at least try.
A for effort.
I bet for a fact he would probably hate himself out of it just for getting rim stuff, but.
You always got to love a good dunk, though, if you can get one down.
Wheeler's free throw was good, so it makes it 39-26. Kobe Wendell has the ball guard by number 21, Wheeler. So give over to Ian Holman, and it'll be out of bounds. And they're trying to send Ian Holman off a screen.
He kind of went on a curl cut in a way,
but he would have been wide open for another 30.
Yeah, he was staying tight to the screener, and Post kind of let him, like he'd take a wider route. This happened to go out of bounds. So Wheeler has it for Sonny. He has it on the top of the key. He drives left, picks it over to Malachi at the top of the key. He then swings it over to Daly. Daly then finds Vermillion, who looks to drive. He Euro steps to the bucket, finishes with the left hand. That was a pretty silky move there by Vermillion. But Shawnee is going to call for a timeout. So we're going to take a break with him there. Score 39-28, 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Fort Sash Fieldhouse. Coach O is still going back and forth with you, Ryan. I mean, just read the text. Coach O's calling me in. I'll take. I mean, 17 points on the board. I'll take. I mean, Coach O eventually gave me the green light to shoot. And like we've talked about this a million times, Ryan. How many 3-pointers did I take my sophomore year?
I think 120.
Yeah, I'd say about 40%. And he's calling Ryan Braun, Brian Ben, which that's, I mean,
I'm big. I know I'm big and strong, man, but I don't know. I'm that big and strong. You know, I didn't chop that much wood in my day. Ryan Post has it at the top of the key for the Indians.
Give over to, you know, and back up top to Kobe Wendell. I mean, I probably have to have the record here at Fort Recovery in JV season for taking the most threes.
You took a bunch of them. I know that.
Ryan Post has the ball. And we're trying to get Ian Holman off that screen again. And Lima Shawnee does a really good job on to guard that. So Kobe Wendell will bring it back out for the Indians. 39-28. Indians got an 11-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Kobe will give over to Ryan Post. Ryan will fire up a three up and good. I mean, I bet the Indians tonight, Ryan, have had to take more threes than they have twos tonight. And they're getting they probably have the nail on fire down there with threes.
If they really wanted to, I'm sure they could just get it down into Brian Bennett. The kid's got height advantage on him, but Brian's got him beat by strength. So I'm sure Brian can still hold his own, too. But Vermillion gets his pocket picked by Ryan Post. He looks ahead the other way. He puts
and one.
And layup, it's up and good, and one.
Indians getting excited.
So Ryan Post to go to the line shooting one. Oh, you gotta love when the bench gets up and just goes crazy.
That gives our Indians a 44-28 lead. So Coach O can sit back and relax a little bit more with this cushion lead here with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the quarter. In the game, I should say. So Vermillion has it.
And I still wouldn't count this. I would say this is probably one of the better teams the JV team has faced. I mean, the JV team is probably playing the best ball I've seen this year, I'd have to say.
And they've been playing some pretty good ball.
Oh, yeah.
They're just shooting lights out right now.
Ian and Brian Post and...
They're all getting in on the action. They both have 17 apiece.
Yeah, so. I mean, if two kids scoring 17 apiece in a JV game, you're most likely going to win most.
You should
win most games.
Yeah.
So, I think it's Vermillion.
Vermillion gets a 2-point layup. The Indians head the other way. Kobe Wendell puts up the right-handed layup, and he is fouled by Boyas. And Kobe will go to line shooting two.
So actually, that last bucket was for Wheeler.
Correction. Sorry, got busy talking there.
So Kobe looks up fine, shoot two. His first one up is good. It's a 45-30. Graham Boakye needs to get a stronger whistle. You hear that squeak? It's a squeak. Have a nice strong whistle. I mean,
I'd say he's been doing it long enough. He can do whatever he wants.
He probably nine and a half listen first to start yelling at him. I swear he's had to be 3/4 of JV games every
year. Ran into him, I feel like.
Yeah. 46-30. Kobe Wendell makes a second. So Wyoming will get back.
So Shawnee has it. They get into Boyas down low. He then finds a cutting Vermillion for two.
That kid's not a bad player.
Oh, he's not. Vermillion has 15 for Shawnee.
I mean, he's built, he's got good size, and he'll probably be a helpful next year. I'm not sure what is. Wow, Brian Benn. Brian Benn will get an one opportunity after a good pass by, I think it was Kobe Wendell.
Owen Shane. Owen Shane there. Feeds the big fella down low.
How tall is or what grade is Vermillion in?
He's 6'4", and he is a sophomore.
Now, that's a pretty big sophomore. And this team, I think the varsity record is pretty dang good.
16-2, I think.
Not sure.
So Wheeler takes it up the left-hand side. Still in pretty quick. He loses it and ends up going out of bounds.
Lima Shawnee's varsity record 16-2 last night. They defeated Elida 49-47. They lost at St. Henry on December 8th, 59-54. And then they lost Otto Glandorf 64-51 on January 25th.
Glandorf's a good basketball.
Yeah,
so is St. Henry clearly from last night. So the Ryan Post getting double teamed by Shawnee. And Leverett wanted a timeout. But even better, we get a foul called on Shawnee.
I've actually reffed with the one official, Steve Pranger. He's a good guy. Enjoyed being with him. And I mean, he hasn't been doing it for very long. I think he said this is his second or third year, but he knows the rules, so.
That's good. So Riley Dilworth will check in replacing Ben. So that has Kobe Wendell, Owen Shane, Ryan Post, Ian Holman on the floor for the Indians.
Ryan Post will fire up the second half being good. To make it 50-32. Going back to Lima Shawnee.
So Vermillion will take it up for the Indians of Shawnee. He'll give it to Wheeler. Wheeler gives it right back to him. Wheeler go out on a flare screen. Vermillion passes it to him. And he looks to drive baseline, but he is fouled by Kobe Wendell.
Probably on Kobe Wendell, his second team's fifth of the half. 2:05 left here in the fourth quarter. 50-32.
So Wheeler looks to inbound it for Shawnee.
He gets it into Rosado, who then finds Roberson at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Wheeler. Wheeler looks to drive.
Holy cow.
And he completely just steamrolls Toby, but he travels in the process, so it'll be any advanceable.
That's an impressive block from behind by Riley Dillard. I don't lie, he put it in the student section. You see that?
What?
Riley Dillard? Or block it from behind while playing in the student section?
I did not.
Didn't get bounced and landed probably four rows up in the student section. So Kobe Wendell get back for the Indians.
About minute 45 at the end of fourth quarter, and after this we'll start the Wayne Street Market pregame show to get ready for the varsity action.
Make sure you stay tuned because it's going to be a good one tonight here at the Ford. And if you can't make it, there is a good, I mean, there's probably 30, maybe under 30 seats left up in that top section, Brian, for Fort Recovery Sign. There's a lot of seats behind us, above us for the away side. I bet we can see a few fans over there if need be. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them just came for a little bit of the cheerleading thing, and they clear, a couple of them clear out.
Yeah, usually after the JV game,
after that cheerleading thing, you know, quite a few of them came just to just see their grandkids.
Yep, and I mean, that section will probably clear out a little bit after this JV game once it comes to a conclusion, but I mean, it's still a good crowd for the JV. They got
Oh, that's awesome. There was nothing better than having a good crowd.
To be honest, when we were playing, it's not a crowd like this, but we always had a good crowd, though.
Oh,
and usually almost all JV games, I mean, Fort Recovery fans travel, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be honored for that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as a player, I loved having a slam-packed gym like this. I mean, when you had the fans behind you, and
it's
a great feeling.
You just got to... You know, we're biased, but they're the best. You know what I mean? They're always there, so they're always supporting, cheering us on, and you know, you gotta love it.
So Kobe Wendell goes to the line and makes 2-2 at the Hallbrothers foul line.
So then Rosado takes it down for Shotty.
Holy,
he loses
good hustle.
Oh, and Shane just completely dives after the basketball. Nice hustle play by Owen Shane, getting it to Kobe Wendell, and the fans go crazy for him.
Yep.
That is awesome basketball.
Coach Hill would have to say, the team played well here tonight, beginning at 52-32 after over a good Lima Shawnee team, and you got to be proud of the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Wendell get out to Russell Gale. Russell then drive out to Carson Rammel. You got Riley Heiser's on the bench for the JV squad. How about that? Not going to complain. I snuck in. I didn't even see him in warm-ups, but he has a jersey on, and I think that's him, isn't he?
Yep,
Riley Heiser,
number 20.
He's a good kid. I mean, I watched one game, Marion Local. I think that when they played here, they lost on the last second three, but the team played really well. The JV squad, coached by Coach Lovray, he does a very good job, and he has some talent with Kenny Judy, Logan Holman, Sam Duhamel, Riley Heiser. I mean, that's a good
freshman
squad, yeah.
And now getting the time off. And that is the conclusion of the JV matchup. Indians win it. Fort Recovery Indians win it, I should say. I'm going to have to keep correcting myself all night. 52-32 against an impressive Shawnee team. So we're going to take a short commercial break and be back to talk about it just a little bit after this.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Fort Sutch Fieldhouse. Indians escape Brownie with a 52-32 win. And talk about a little bit about it. I'll give you stats. I mean, I'd have to say, like we've said the whole night, Dean Holman and Ryan Post shooting lights out from three. I mean, they made probably, I mean, between both of them, eight threes, Brownie. I mean, that's
eight threes. I mean,
combined with two, both of them.
And
so
probably six of them were guys out of the corner. Yeah, I hate corner threes, and they were just draining them. I mean, it was fun basketball to watch.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like we said, that's not just your average JV team you just picked apart either. I mean, they had two varsity caliber players in their big men, you know, alone, and they didn't have bad guards. So, I mean, the Indians just, I mean, they impressed me.
Dilworth some stats. Cody Wong had six. Russell Gay had two. Riley Dilworth had one. Ian Holm had 17. Ryan Benn had seven. And Ryan Post had 19. And for the Lima Shawnee Indians, Roberts had six. Bolas had two. Vermillion had 15. Wheeler had five. Daly had two. And Moeller Kyle had two with that slam. So I'd have to say, I mean, I'm impressed by both teams. I mean, that was a really good Lima Shawnee team, and the Indians just outplayed them. And
right,
from
yeah.
three, and on the defensive side, they played really well. And so, Joe, you got to be happy with your boys tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just that hustle and that, you know, that grit that the Fort Recovery program always has.
Yeah.
So it's tough to compete with it. So.
Yep, and so we're actually going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to start the Wingster Market pregame show right after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.